It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
K. Kaiser!
Hi, y'all. You're top fops. Well, that's fine. And tonight, Dylan, the old college is holding class with the sharp-shooting gunners of Uncle Sam's anti-aircraft training center at Romantic Camp Hunt. You know, I had a little trouble getting in the other day. The sentry didn't want to let me in the gate. I said, look here, bud, I'm going to put on a show here tonight at 7. I'm going to tell jokes. I'm a comedian. He said, a what? I said, a comedian. You heard Bob Hope tell jokes last night at 7, didn't you? He said, sure, and I'm darned if I'll listen to the same jokes again tonight, either. Well, you know, on that time off, most of the men here go to Riverside to hunt for a date. Ah, the hunting is great there. The finding is terrible, but the hunting is good.
Professor, you know that isolated wilderness of despair and desolation where Camp Hon men spend part of their time?
Oh, you mean Camp Irwin?
Yes. How far is Camp Irwin from here as the crows fly?
I don't know. They never found a crow silly enough to fly there. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, that Camp Irwin. What a rough, tough work farm that is. Well, I was walking around Camp Irwin with a second lieutenant yesterday, and every time a private would salute him, the second lieutenant would salute back, and he'd mutter, the same to you. Well, finally I asked the second lieutenant why he mumbled, the same to you, every time we saluted a private. He said, I used to be a private here. I know what they're thinking.
Bess, these contestants want a crack at that 115 in greenback flak.
Okay, Dean Foreman, they can try for the buttons as soon as the children do some strutting.
Let's start the first round fast.
Of course, Dean. Let the starting bugle blast.
Ish K. Bibble's golden thought for today.
Okay, okay.
A tender poem in regards to love.
Love, huh? Oh, by the way, Ish, this is leap year. Have you received any proposals?
Oh, I got one, but I didn't take her up on it. I didn't like her figure.
Well, what's the matter with the figure?
Well, it sort of comes out where it should go in, and where it should come out, it stays where it was.
Oh, bad assembly job, huh?
Yeah.
Well, read on.
All right, this poem is entitled The Eternal Rectangle.
Ish. The Eternal Triangle.
Rectangle.
Triangle.
Rectangle. This guy got tangled up with the dame and she wrecked him.
Ish. Ish, will you please scram? It's time for the exam.
First contestant, Professor.
The first contestant is the first of three Camp Hahn buck privates of our first round who will tangle with three top sergeants in our second round tonight. And believe me, it's going to be a battle royal between the buck privates and the top sergeants. Now, here's Private John Crosby of Baltimore, Maryland. Hey! Well, come in here, Brother Crosby. Are you any kin to the Groner?
Well, they tell me I'm his fifth cousin. I don't know. I'm afraid to say.
Well, claim it, brother. He's a swell guy. Now, listen, John. Sergeant Donald Hulbert of Camp Muroc, California, tells us they have women bus drivers here at Camp Hahn. And these bus drivers are not to be trifled with. One recruit didn't realize that these girl bus drivers here are practically... They're practically...
Married.
Married? No. It's the name of the song. What is that?
Lay that pistol down, babe.
Well, what's the name of the song?
Pistol packing mama. Right?
John, you knew that all the time. You just trifling with me, boy. That's right. They're practically pistol packing mamas. So this a recruit climbed into a bus. He snuggled up to that gal driver and he said to her... Give us a little...
Give me a little kiss.
Will you?
Will you?
Huh. You said... Boy, he really got that right, didn't I? Hey, John, that's right. Now, the girl driver said, get away from your recruit before I beat your ears off. Well, he thought she was kidding, and he kept right on. Well, as a result, he still got his ears, but he's also got... Also got
a couple dark eyes.
You said it, brother. Nice going, John. All right. Here is Private Peter Gilsonen from Los Angeles, California. Hear those fellas saying boo? They must be from San Francisco. Say, Peter, is it Gilsonen? Gilson, say, Peter, many of the men here at Camp Hahn wear the double A insignia for anti-aircraft. Now, for Miss Barbara Barton of Grand Rapids, Michigan, can you name a famous radio team, the initials of whom are A and A?
Let's see, that would be Amos and Andy.
Absolutely. What about a famous radio team whose initials are B and A? They've been here. Oh, Georgie, I bet you tell that to all the girls. I've been here. B and A. One's a boy, one's a girl. Students! Burns and Allen, that's right. Now, here we go now with Private Bob Harrow. Here is Private Bob Harrow, is that right? Of Akron, Ohio. Say, listen now, Bob. Many cities have songs named after them, but no one has ever made up a song about Riverside, the town near Camp Hahn here. So in honor of Riverside, Corporal Herman Marsh, somewhere in Uncle Sam's Air Force, wants us to paste two songs together. One has the word river in its title, and the other has the word side in its title. Now, you listen and tell us what the two songs are. All right, there are the two songs.
I don't believe I know that one, Kay.
He don't say nothing. He says plants cotton. He keeps tending to his own business and
river. What was that?
Old Man River.
Old Man River. That's right. And the other one. Students! Side by side. There you've got it. River and side by side, which means river side by side. Now, is Riverside Drive in New York or Los Angeles?
Riverside Drive?
Yeah. In New York or Los Angeles?
Riverside Drive.
Riverside Drive, yes.
Well, we have a Riverside Drive in Akron, Ohio, but I don't know about Los Angeles or even New York.
Well, you know that I think you could possibly say, in addition to the Riverside Drive in Akron, you could say in New York and Los Angeles and practically every other city in the country.
You mean there's the Riverside Drive in every city?
Practically, yes.
Well, there probably is a Riverside Drive then in Los Angeles in New York.
Isn't that enlightening? That's very good. All right, now that's fine. Say, what state is on the other side of the Hudson River from New York? You're going to get the bounce if you don't get that one, brother.
But quick.
Yeah. What state is on the other side of the Hudson River? Now, on the other side of the Akron River, we have... the other side of the...
New Jersey?
You said it before the bell, didn't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
You beat the bell, didn't you?
Right.
Ah, yes, sir. An anti-aircraft that could never lie.
Yes, the winner of the private cruise.
Well, how about that? Riddle-a-do.
Oh, Professor, you know, this is leap year. Has anyone proposed to you yet?
No, Georgia, not a single girl. And if I don't get a proposal soon, I'm going to lose face.
Brother, if the sooner you lose that face, the better.
Well, Professor, I like you. Is there anything wrong with me?
No, Georgia. In fact, you have lovely blonde hair. Your lips are such a deep, inviting red. Your eyes are such a beautiful blue. In fact, you're mine.
The first round winner, Professor.
And it is contestant number one, Private John Crosby from Baltimore, Maryland. Hey! Now, here's something for the eyes of you sharp-shooting gunners. Our own cover girl, gorgeous Georgia Carroll. Oh, what a picture. Thousands of Uncle Sam's fighting men, and their heart, the target. As Georgia says...
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yeah. Say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. That kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you?
Second round contestant, Professor.
The second round contestant is the first of three top sergeants in this round who are going to try to really put the three buck privates of round one in their place. It's Sergeant Earl Foley of Buffalo, New York. All right, Sergeant Earl Foley of Buffalo, I'll try to buffalo with you with this one from Bill Hook somewhere in the South Pacific. It's about one of your buddies now guarding the skies over New York City. And it happened to him as he was walking down. Walking down
42nd Street.
42nd Street, that's right. Yes. It was there that your buddy on 42nd Street met a... It was there on 42nd Street that he met a...
Latin from Manhattan.
A Latin from Manhattan. He lost his heart to her when she sang him a Manhattan serenade. And now, if you'll identify this radio program theme song, you'll know what your buddy has been on ever since he fell in love. Your buddy, ever since he met that Latin from Manhattan, has been on the...
Manhattan merry-go-round.
The Manhattan merry-go-round, yes, sir! Well, sorry for you, Sergeant. And now here's Sergeant Frank. Here is Sergeant Frank Byrne of Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Frank Byrne, here's a great question from Miss Mary Renard of Ellsworth, Kansas. We want you to put the right girls in the following songs. Listen.
I dream of Rosie with a lion.
All right, hold it. What's the right girl?
Not Rosie, Nellie.
Nellie! Oh, no. I dream...
Jeannie.
What's that?
Jeannie.
He beat the bell, that's right. Jeannie, that's right. And now, straighten us out on this one. Listen.
Can't you hear me calling Angeline?
Hold it.
Caroline,
that's right. Now, Sally Mason is a little mixed up, so straighten him out.
No, gal mate that's got a shade on sweet Jessie Brown.
Hold it right there.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Georgia Brown. In the song Frankie and Johnny, which was the girl, Frankie or Johnny? In the song Frankie and Johnny, which was the girl, Frankie or Johnny?
Frankie.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
You going to stick with that?
She shot Johnny.
She shot Johnny?
With her 44.
With a 44?
That's right.
Boy, she was a luger-lugging lassie, wasn't she? Yes, sir, boy. She's a shrapnel-toting sweetie, that's what I think. And that's exactly right it was, Frankie. Very good. All right, thank you, Frank Burns. And now here's Sergeant Cliff Everett. Sergeant Cliff Everett of Brooklyn, New York. Hey! Sergeant Cliff Everett. Is that right?
That's right, Jack.
All right. Of Yvette's or Ebbetsfield? No, Yvette'sfield. Say, Sergeant Jack Frost of Yuma, Arizona, tells us that no matter where you men are ordered to go, you just... No matter where you're ordered to go, even if it's Camp Irwin, you just...
Pack up your troubles in your old kid's bag.
And
smile, smile, smile.
You're a liar. No, I'm only kidding. Now, listen, Sarge. Here's the rest of it. A famous comedian has a smile song for his theme. Name the theme and the comedian. Listen. All right.
Town Hall Tonight with Fred Allen.
And what's the name of the song?
Smile Down, You Smile.
That boy's batting 1,000. Right off the bat, he's really rolling. That's pretty tough to do, anyway. Yes, sir, the second round winner, and he is...
Just a second, Professor. I got a love story here in regards to which I would like to read same.
A love story? Well, did you write it, Ish?
No, that there now girl I've been running around with.
Oh, you mean that gay Faye from Monterey.
No, that sad sack from Frontenac.
All right, read.
All right, it's a love story entitled, She Loved Him... But he moved to Colton.
Oh, that's just fine, brother.
Or, when he knew he had to tell his sweetheart farewell, he starched his mustache so he could keep a stiff upper lip.
Oh, that's fine. This first chapter of this love story is a little long, but proceed.
How can I leave you, he cried. Your eyes, dark and as inviting as two raisins in a bowl of PX hash. Your teeth, your lips, red and warm, like two slabs of corned beef rampant on a field of cobblestones. A tear sprang from her eye and started to run down her nose, but when it seen how far it had to go, ran back up again. Kiss me, she pleaded. He bent forward, and just as their lips touched, there was a terrible explosion.
Explosion?
Yeah, she was chewing bubble gum, and he had a toothpick in his mouth.
Go on, get him out of here. Oh, man. Where's the sergeant winner, Dean?
Right here.
All right, and the winner of the second round of the three top sergeants is contestant number three with a perfect score all the way, Sergeant Cliff Yvette of Brooklyn, New York.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is my ideal?
My idea. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Although he may be late, I trust in fate, and so I'll wait for my
Sergeant meets Private in Final Duel.
Right, Dean, the first going to fly in our musical school, as our winning top sergeant meets a brainy Buck Private for first prize. Now, here's Buck Private John Crosby of Baltimore, Maryland, who won the first round, and Buck Private, you're in line for the bucks, so let's see what you know. Don't keep any of your knowledge private. Here we go. One of the most artistic phases of musical endeavor is the opera, and therefore, let's dedicate our final round tonight to the opera. Sergeant William Ringgold, somewhere in England, says this selection is so well known you should be able to name it immediately and the opera from which it is taken. All right, what do you think that is?
Toreador song from Carmen.
Toreador from Carmen, right. Say, if there's a toreador in Carmen, if there's a bull in Carmen, is there a clown in Pagliacci?
Yes.
Yes, that's
definitely
right. And is there a devil in Faust?
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Is there a doctor in the house? Oh, no. Oh, there is? Well, how do you like the show, Doc? Well, that's the end of the first question. That humor was for the folks at home. Thank you very much. There we go. There is Sergeant Cliff Yvette, the winner of the second round. Say, Sergeant, the high school gang of Crestwood, Illinois, wants you to name two opera companies in America. Two opera companies.
The San Carlo and the Metropolitan.
Well, that's fine among many. That's absolutely, that's two. Who starred in the recent version of the picture Phantom of the Opera? In the recent version of the picture version of the Phantom of the Opera. Of course, we know that Lon Chaney was the first and made a memorable picture. But then in the most recent version, who was the star?
Nelson Eddy and Susanna Foster.
Well, you got right with Susanna Foster. Susanna Foster, John Bowles, Susanna Foster, and Claude Rains, and many others. All right.
Say, Professor, you know, I know all about that opera. Why, once I had Madame Butterfly crawling at my feet.
Ish, you had Madame Butterfly crawling at your feet?
Yep. Of course, in them days, she was only a caterpillar.
Boy, what a fuzzy gag that was. Now, let's get that private up here for his last question. Private John Crosby. Say, John, Corporal Arthur Meyer, somewhere in England, wants you to name two opera stars who have been in the movies. Two opera stars who've been in the movies.
Nelson Hayes and Nat McDonald.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think either one are really classified as Metropolitan Opera stars. Let's think beyond that now.
There's Grace Moore.
Grace Moore, that's fine.
And Lily Pons.
And Lily Pons, absolutely right. Who was starred in the picture A Night at the Opera? What comedian? Watch you liable to...
Oh, the Marx Brothers.
The Marx Brothers, right. What's a horse opera?
Cowboy picture.
Cowboy picture. Hey, this guy really knows all about it. All right, here is... Nelson Eddy was in the Phantom of the Opera. That's right, I'm awfully sorry. Nelson Eddy was in the Phantom of the Opera. So he was right anyway. Here is Sergeant Cliff Yvette of Brooklyn, New York. Say, Sergeant, come here. Miss Marie Plume of Lake Grove, New York asks, is there a radio program called Metropolitan Auditions of the Air?
Yes, Kay, I think there is.
You're thinking right, Daddy. Don't change it. Now, let's you and I go slumming to the Diamond Horseshoe of the Metropolitan to hear a famous opera. Now, in that opera, we'll hear the following selection. It's either the Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore, the Sextet from Lucia, the Quartet from Rigoletto, or the March Starve from Hunger. All right, what you think?
Anvil Chorus from Trovatore.
Absolutely. Can you tell us now the difference between an opera and an operetta?
An operetta, I'm not sure. I think it's all female.
No. No, that's wrong. An opera is all singing. In an operetta, there are some spoken lines. In other words, an opera is good stuff, and an operetta says, number please.
Final champ, Professor.
And it is the final champ, and it is the winner. Was it a sergeant or was it a private? Well, sir, according to the judges, it was Private John Crosby of Baltimore, Maryland.
Broadcast of K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.